folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Imke with you for this next hour and 12 or 13 or 14 tracks. This is show number 167, and we're into another year, probably, or almost into another year, depending on when you hear this. And so I'm going to say, some tracks of new, some songs of new, tunes of new. They have new in the title, like this one. It's called New Morning by the Slow Can Ramblers. Be back in a moment. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy yourself. Slow Can Ramblers, a lovely tune with great lift there, gets us started off for a new show and a new year, and that's something called New Morning. It's a tune that was written by the mandolin player from the band, Adrian Gross, and that's from their CD called Queen City Jubilee, which came out a couple of years back. They're a Canadian bluegrass band. They have a reputation for energetic shows and great musicianship, as you can see or have heard from that track. They blend bluegrass and old-time folk a bit. They're out of the Toronto area, and hope to hear much more from them in the future. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond and show 167, and next up we have Jaron Freeman Fox, and his claim to fame in getting into this show is he has a track called The New Ruckus. And since everything is new in this show, we're going to play that track, or it at least relates to new. He's from Canada's rural northwest. He kind of redefines what the violin is capable of in some ways. He's produced and played on 40 or more, albums at this point, toured the globe as a solo artist or a collaborator. He kind of fuses fiddling with his love of jazz, and he's done some musical studies in India and Sweden and Indonesia and so on. His mentor was the late fiddle pioneer Oliver Schroer, and he spent many years with his band, Jaron Freeman Fox, and The Opposite of Everything. It's a great title. And he enjoys reverie and more. He encourages young musicians. They're quite a crack band. I remember seeing them at a festival a few years back. They were next to last act on the Saturday night, and they electrified the crowd. I mean, really, they were followed then by Valdi, who was he's a veteran folk singer, came out and he said something like, Well, the only thing I can do now is probably just set myself on fire or something like that. It was a throwaway line in a way, but it's very, very funny. And Vivaldi did a grand show as well. So what I'll do is I'll play the two back to back, just as if, it was on that magical night. This is Jaron Freeman Fox from his CD called Jaron Freeman Fox and the Opposite of Everything. Something called The New Ruckus. After that, we hear Vivaldi and something called Bland New Shoes.
Look, you're wrong there because I'll prove it to you. 5/14 is not 25. 4, 8, 12, 16. Now.
Casual and loose, and your beard is trimmed and dapper. Your shirt is sexy and soft, and that gold chain's gonna zap her. Your pants fit like a glove, from the socks up you're insane. But my friend, I gotta tell you, those shoes such abuse. But now my attitude is loosening up since I have been wearing these bland new shoes. I tried it out in clogs. I felt like I was rolling round on logs. I finally lost those wallaby blues since I have been wearing these bland new shoes. The rage, the strictly beige on beige, but mediocrity's been good to me since I have been wearing these bland new shoes. If I should change my style and start wearing stuff that's trendy, well, I would blend in like I wasn't even there if I stopped wearing these bland.
They're bland as long as they're comfortable, right? Yes, that's Valdi, as Paul Valdemar Horsdal is from Ottawa originally. Folk and country musician, his solo career began in the early 1970s, and he's been touring constantly since then. He's got 2 Juno wins, 7 more nominations, done about 18 albums, something like that. 4 of them have gone gold. Anybody remembers the Beachcombers CBC TV show from way back? And Valdi was an environmental activist on that show called Halibut Stew. Anybody remember that? Anyway, even until recently, he's continued to tour across Canada. He's great in performance. And before that, we heard from Jaron Freeman Fox something called The New Ruckus. And we're talking about new today on the show on Roots and Branches and Beyond. Next up, we have a song called When This Old Hat Was New. And it's a way of reminiscing. We say, well, we have this great piece of clothing or a hat in this case. And remember when that was new and what was going on? This is from John Wright, who was called the songwriter-singer sometimes. He's from the UK. He was, had this uncanny interpretive abilities with folk songs. He emerged late in life as a British folk balladeer. He was born in Bournemouth, coastal Bournemouth. He was raised in Manchester. He first sang a song alongside his 3 brothers in their church's choir in his early 20s. He moonlighted in a series of little-known rock bands. Working as a salesman on the side. By the mid-1970s, he grew quite deeply attached to country life. He settled in North Yorkshire. He worked as a shepherd. And in his spare time, he began collecting and playing traditional folk songs. And once a postman heard Wright singing around his farm, and so he invited him to perform at a local social dance. And for years, Wright remained in pretty relative anonymity, singing almost exclusively at community events. Well, in 1990, he sold a horse. And with the proceeds from the sale of that horse, he funded sessions for a cassette of, it was called Border Crossings. It was a collection of traditional British folk ballads. And he had 200 of them made, and they sold out in 3 days. So he ended up selling several thousands of them. But then he started doing recording more seriously. He recorded some things for Fellside Records and then later Green Tracks. And he continued releasing new LPs and CDs on an almost annual basis until he died suddenly in 2008. This is something that came out part of his Fellside recording sessions. This is called When This Old Hat Was New, John Wright.
Good people give attention and listen to me song, while I unfold a circumstance that does to love belong, concerning of a pretty maid who ventured, we are told, all across the briny ocean as a female sailor bold. She was courted by a captain when scarce 16 years of age, and to be bound in wedlock, this couple did engage. But the captain had to leave this land, as I will now unfold, so she ventured o'er the ocean like a female sailor bold. She dressed herself in sailor's clothes, and overcome with joy, she where the captain did engage to serve as cabin boy. And when that far American shore this fair maid did behold, she ran to seek a lover true, this female sailor bold. Straight to her true love's father she hastened there with speed, inquiring for her captain the dreadful news indeed. Her lover had been some time dead, this pretty maid was told, and a thousand tears of sorrow wept the female sailor bold. So far away from parents, from home so far away, a thousand miles across the sea in far America, with no kind friends to comfort her, no kindred to behold, my true love's gone, in anguish cried the female sailor bold. So once more as a cabin boy this maiden sailed afar, and her hands at once were velvet soft, were hard from pitch and tar. She weighed the anchor, heaved the lead, and aloft she went so bold, and always did her duty, did the female sailor bold. For months just 1 and 30 she fearlessly did strive, till back to the port of London her ship at last arrived. But a secret was discovered, a secret did unfold, and the captain gazed with wonder on the female sailor bold. This female was examined by the great both far and near, and in all the public papers the reasons did appear, why she left her family, her native land she sold, to cross the briny ocean as a female sailor bold. It was to seek a lover she sailed across the main, through love she braved the tempest, the storm and wind and rain. It was love caused all her troubles, her hardships we are told. May she rest at home contented now, the female sailor bold.
And that is from John Wright, something called "The When This Old Hat Was New," which is a lovely old ballad. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening a variety of ways, possibly on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB, 95.9 FM, in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. You could also be listening on Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, or Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9 in Bell Island, and throughout Conception Bay South in Newfoundland. And next up we have Tony Rice. One of the sad things this year at Christmas is that Tony Rice passed away. in between getting up and getting his coffee ready. He was an American guitarist, bluegrass musician, perhaps the most influential acoustic guitar player in bluegrass, progressive bluegrass, newgrass, flat top, acoustic jazz, all of that. He was inducted into the International Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame in 2013, and over the course of his career, he played with people like J.D. Crowe in the New South and David Grisman. He helped form Dog Music, it was called back then. Played with Jerry Garcia, led his own Tony Rice unit, did a lot of stuff with Norman Blake, recorded with his brothers Wyatt, Ron, and Larry, and he co-founded the Bluegrass Album Band. We're going to hear something from the Bluegrass Guitar Collection, has some of those people on as well. Tony and his brothers learned the fundamentals of bluegrass and country music from L.A. musicians where they were growing up, like the Kentucky Colonels, which was led by Roland and Clarence White. And Clarence White in particular became a huge influence on Tony Rice. And I'm just hoping that somewhere he and Clarence are jamming. This is Tony Rice along with Norman Blake doing a Norman Blake tune called The New Chance Blues. Godspeed. Such effortless playing there. That was Tony Rice along with Norman Blake, something there called New Chance Blues. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 167. Next up we have Magpie Lane with a track called New Garden Fields. And Magpie Lane was an era historic lane in central Oxford in England. It was once known as Grope Lane because it was where prostitutes plied their trade. And then it was changed to Magpie Lane because of an alehouse in the lane that you had a magpie as a sign. And the musicians from Magpie Lane came together somewhere around 92, 93 to record the Oxford Ramble, which is a collection of songs and tunes about Oxfordshire. And they originally conceived it as a one-off recording project, but you know how these things happen. It took on a life of its own, and the success led to a second CD, and then a third CD, and a fourth, and then all of a sudden they had a career, right? Well, since then, Magpie Lane built up a fairly loyal following, but their repertoire is pretty specifically, exclusively almost, focused on Oxfordshire. And the instrumental lineup was what you'd have in any kind of a 19th century village band. This is from their CD called Three Quarter Time, and something called New Garden Fields.
Come tumble, you pretty fair maids, I pray you now attend unto these few lines I'm a-going to pen. Unto these few lines I'm a-going to write. She is my whole study and me dreams all the night. On the 17th of August, the 8th month of the year, down the new garden fields where I just met my dear, she appeared like some goddess or some young divine, and come like a torment to torture me mind. Yes, I am no torment, young man, she did say, I'm picking flowers so sweet and so gay. I'm picking these flowers which nature doth yield, and take great delight in the new garden fields. I said, pretty fair maid, may I make so bold your lily white and just one moment to hold. It will give me more pleasure than all earth restore. So grant me this favour and ask you no more. She turned and said, young man, I think you must jest. If I thought you was earnest, well, I'd think myself blessed. But me father is coming there now, she did say. So fare thee well, young man, it's I must away. So now she's gone and left me all in the bonds of love. Kind Cupid, protect me in your powers above. Kind Cupid, protect me, and I pray take me apart. For she's guilty of murder and quite broke me heart. She turned and said, young man, I pity your moan. I will leave you no longer to sigh on alone. I will come along with you to some foreign part. You are the first young man that have won me heart. Oh, we'll go to church on Sunday, and have it will be. We'll join hands in wedlock and sweet unity. We will join hands in wedlock and bow to be true. To father and mother we will bid
we're alive. Good news are here. No one can deny. I say good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news are here. Nobody can deny. You can break my heart. You can break my bones. But no one can break my spirit. Cause my spirit is my home. You can take my money. You can take my time. Take my spirit, cause my spirit is mine. I say good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news are here, and no one can deny. I say good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news are here, and no one can deny. Oh, spirit is wise. You can bow my body, you can bow my day, but no one can bow my spirit, cause my spirit finds a way. I say good news, we're breathing, good news, we're alive. Say good news, we're breathing. Good news, we're alive. Good news, we're here, and no one can deny. Ooh, nobody, nobody. Ooh, ooh, no, 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 nobody can deny it. The spirit finds a way. The spirit.
A bit of inspiration to get going, and this is good news. Every year needs some good news. That was Coco Love Alcorn, who's the ultimate performer and connector with audiences. Her voice is rich and dynamic and a very soulful instrument, but as a performer she's always in this moment of joy and genuine connection. Very diverse musical influences that she had growing up, including jazz and R&B and pop, folk, gospel. Born in Antigonish in Nova Scotia, she's now based in Owen Sound, Ontario, and she has 9 or 10 solo albums, something like that, but has played with a variety of other people as well. That's from her CD called Wonderland, and she's quite active on the internet during these COVID days with the Wonderland Choir and many other things. Before that, we heard Magpie Lane out of Oxfordshire, something called New Garden Fields, an old ballad. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 167. We're playing songs of new for this show, and I'm going to do that for another couple shows coming up as well. Next up, we have Tom Lehrer. And he's a retired American musician, singer, songwriter, satirist, and mathematician, because the track that we're going to hear is something he did called New Math. I don't know if you're a parent, you've maybe struggled with New Math for decades now, and it keeps getting newer and newer every year. Tom Lehrer lectured on both math and musical theater. He's best known for his pithy and humorous songs that he recorded in the 50s and 60s and 70s and so on. He largely retired from public performances in the 1970s, and he devoted his time to teaching mathematics and musical theater history. And also when Henry Kissinger won the Nobel Peace Prize, he realized that reality had outpaced any ability to be imaginative as a satirist, similar to the situation these days. But he was born in Manhattan, lives there again, and studied classical piano, which was his instrument. This is from a concert that he did, a live event. And it really gives that old auctioneer song with, the verbal gymnastics, gives it a run for its money. This is Tom Lehrer.
Some of you who have small children may have perhaps been put in the embarrassing position of being unable to do your child's arithmetic homework because of the current revolution in mathematics teaching known as the new math. So as a public service here tonight, I thought I would offer a brief lesson in the new math tonight. We're going to cover subtraction. This is the first room I've worked for a while. It didn't have a blackboard, so we will have to make do with more primitive visual aids, as they say in the ed biz. Consider the following subtraction problem, which I will put up here. 342 minus 173. Now, remember how we used to do that. 3 from 2 is 9, carry the 1, and if you're under 35 or went to a private school, you say 7 from 3 is 6, but if you're over 35 and went to a public school, you say 8 from 4 is 6. And carry the 1, so we have 169. But in the new approach, as you know, the important thing is to understand what you're doing rather than to get the right answer. Here's how they do it now. You can't take 3 from 2, 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the tens place. Now that's really 4 tens, so you make it 3 tens, regroup, and you change a 10 to 10 ones, and you add them to the 2 and get 12, and you take away 3, that's 9. Is that clear? Now instead of 4 in the tens place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 10 to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look in the hundreds place. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 10 ones, and you know why 4 plus minus 1 plus 10 is 14 minus 1? Because addition is commutative, right? And so you got 13 tens, and you take away 7, and that leaves 5. Well, 6, actually, but... the idea is the important thing. Now go back to the hundreds place. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Everybody get 1? Not bad for the first day. Hooray for new math! New math! It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Now that actually is not the answer that I had in mind, because the book that I got this problem out of wants you to do it in base 8. But don't panic. Base 8 is just like base 10, really, if you're missing 2 fingers. Shall we have a go at it? Hang on. You can't take 3 from 2. 2 is less than 3, so you look at the 4 in the 8s place. Now that's really 4 8s, so you make a 3 8s, regroup, and you change an 8 to 8 ones, and you add to the 2, and you get 1 2 base 8, which is 10 base 10, and you take away 3, that's 7. Okay? Now instead of 4 in the 8s place, you've got 3 because you added 1, that is to say 8, to the 2, but you can't take 7 from 3, so you look at the 64s. 64. How did 64 get into it? I hear you cry. Well, 64 is 8 squared, don't you see? When you ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. From the 3, you then use 1 to make 8 ones. You add those 1s to the 3, and you get 1 3 base 8, or in other words, in base 10, you have 11, and you take away 7, and 7 from 11 is 4. Now go back to the 64s. You're left with 2, and you take away 1 from 2, and that leaves... Now let's not always see the same hands. That's right. Whoever got 1 can stay after the show and clean the erasers. Hooray for new math! New math! It won't do you a bit of good to review math. It's so simple, so very simple, that only a child can do it. Come back tomorrow night. We're gonna do fractions.
And that's Tom Lehrer. And trying to explain the new math to us. I'm more confused than when I started, but there you go. This is Woody Guthrie next, and this is something called Newfound Land. When I first heard this track, I thought, oh, Woody Guthrie went to Newfoundland and he wrote a song about it. Well, no, it's really about a newfound land of any kind. And you know Woody Guthrie as American singer-songwriter who's been one of the most significant figures in American folk music. And, but we could talk more about him. But let's just listen to this from one of his CDs, many CDs called Hard Travelin'. After that, we'll hear a Breton lullaby for a new baby. But first off, New Found Land.
Well, I just got up to my newfound land, I just got up to my newfound land, I'm a-living in the light of the morning. I built me a house of a new cut tree, I built me a house of a new cut tree, I'm a-living in the light of the morning. Well, I built my house on a new cut stone, I built my house on a new cut stone. I'm a living in the light of the morning, living in the light of the morning. I lit my lamp with a newfound light, lit my lamp with a newfound light, and I'm living in the light of the morning. Plant my seed in a new dug ground, I plant my seed in a new dug ground, I'm living in the light of the morning, living in the light of the morning. I brought my child from a newfound wife, my newfound wife, my newfound wife. I brought my child from a newfound wife, living in the light of the morning, living in the light of the morning. Well, I just got up to my newfound land, my newfound land, my newfound land. I just got up to my newfound land, I'm living in the light of the morning, living in the light of the morning.
Autumn was long and the winter too, long and slow and dreary, till the springtime parted she and you. Sing hush of I, my dearie, sing hush of I, my laddie. Is broke and her belly is sore. Your mommy, she canna come near me, and it's up all night to walk the floor. Sing hush, bye, my dearie. Sing hush. Crying may make me weary. You're as welcome as the flowers in May. Sing hush, goodbye, my dearie. Sing hush, goodbye, my laddie. The time come, the time is near. I know it is going to fear me. 'Tis said ye drifting on the tide. Sing hush, goodbye, my dearie. Sing hush, goodbye. Was long and the winter too, long and slow and dreary, till the springtime parted she and you. Sing hush, goodbye, my dearie. Sing hush, goodbye.
Let's say lullaby. They're from a Breton group, Cornog. They were formed in the 1980s, perhaps maybe the only Breton band to really have a serious touring presence in North America for a long period of time. The word Cornog means west in the Breton language. The group was active from 80 to 87 and then sort of 1999 or whatever to 2006 and so on. Although there's another band that many of them are part of, Penhu Shulm, and they've played in various combinations, so it's really hard to tell exactly what it is. But that's something called For a New Baby from one of their CDs. I think it's called Quaronga. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 167. You could be listening on the Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly up along Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, from London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me, and there's lots of other ways on the web to get here. Just go to rbbmusic.ca. to find past shows. And next up we have a group out of Australia, a duo called Us Not Them, Chloe and Jason Rowath. And they're doing something here called As Good As New from their CD called As Good As New. And so new is our sort of watchword for today. They share a passion for Australian folklore and bush music and lively dance tunes. And they've got about 20 CDs and DVD packages and so on that they've done over the last 25 years, something like that. This is Us, Not Them.
Oh, this is a song of the old lights that came to my heart like a hymn. And this is a song for the old lights, the lights that we thought grew dim, that came to my heart to comfort me, and I pass it along to you. And here is a hand for the good old friend who turns up as good as new. And this is a song for the campfire out west where the stars shine bright. And this is a song for the campfire where the old mates yarn tonight. Where the old mates yarn of the old days and their numbers are all too few. And here is a song for the good old times that will turn up as good as new. Oh, this is a song for the old foe, though we've both grown wise enough. And this is a song for the old foe, and we're sorry we had that row. And this is a song for the old love, the love that we thought untrue. Song of the dear old love that comes back as good as new. Oh, this is a song for the black sheep, for the black sheep that fled from town. And this is a song for the brave heart, for the brave heart that lived it down. And this is a song for the battler, for the battler who sees it through. And this is a song for the broken heart that turns up as good as new. Ah, this is the song of the brave maid, be he bushman, Scot or Russ. A song for the mates we will stick to, for the mates who have stuck to us. A song for the old creed to do as a man should do, till the Lord brings us all to a wider world where we'll turn up as good as new. Till the Lord takes us all to a wider world where we'll turn up as good as new. Thank you.
to a track from Ferris and Jason Romero called New Caledonia. It's from their latest CD that came out this past year called Bet on Love. Before that, we heard from Us Not Them, which is a duo out of Australia, and that's a Henry Lawson poem that they put to music called As Good as New, and it's all about, you know, here's for, since, you know, we get really caught up in this new sort of thing, but here's for all of the old folks who, old friends and so on, who we look at in new ways, and so they're as good as new. Anyway, we won't get into poetry exegetics really at the moment. Next up, we have two more tracks left on this Roots and Branches and Beyond. Next up, the Pine Leaf Boys, and they're a Cajun Creole band from South Louisiana, known for playing very, very traditional Cajun and Creole music. Are an international Cajun band, though, as well, because they perform many shows in Europe and so on. They've won a number of awards and have been on U.S. State Department tours and so on. They all live together. I don't know if they still do, but they lived together for a while in a house together. And so they were just constantly practicing and working on things. This is something called New Family Waltz, a lovely old traditional piece. This is the Pine Leaf Boys. Hope you got up dancing for that. That's the New Family Waltz from Pine Leaf Boys from their CD called La Musique. Come to the end of another show. This has been Songs of New, Episode 1. Next week, I'm going to play some more Songs of New as well, songs with New in the title somewhere. This has been Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 167. And to take us out, yeah, we have Slancheva. And this is called I Want to Dance in My New Pants. So they simply shorten it to My New Pants. And they're so excited about their new pants, they just want to dance in them. And don't you always feel that way when you get new pants, really? Slancheva is a Celtic fusion band from Cape Breton Island. They disbanded in 2005, but they've got some wonderful material that they've left us. This is called The New Pants, and it's a set of tunes called Freyr Jig and Leitrim Fancy as well. Have a great week, and do take care of each other. Glad you could join me. Happy trails. By the way, Slancheva means basically good health, and that's what I wish for all of you for this year.